This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Lawmakers in the U.S. House of Representatives overwhelmingly passed and passed a $95 billion foreign aid bill on Saturday. VOA's Arash Arabasadi with details.
The bill contains $60 billion in aid for Kyiv now in its third year of war with Moscow. It includes $26 billion for Israel's war effort against Hamas, as well as humanitarian aid for civilians in conflict zones like Gaza. And another $8 billion for the Indo-Pacific region, where Taiwan continues readiness exercises should China invade. The legislation now moves to the Senate, where a vote should come early this week, advancing the measure to U.S. President Joe Biden's desk for his signature. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Two Iraqi security.
Palestinians on Sunday recovered bodies found under rubble and dirt at the Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis in the southern Gaza Strip. This is weeks after Israel and army forces retreated from the medical complex. Palestinian Civil Emergency Service said teams recovered 60 bodies from the hospital yards, raising to 210 the number of bodies that had dug out from there since Friday alone. According to local officials, most of the bodies were buried on the hospital ground during the conflict by relatives of the deceased and hospital staff. The service said in a statement there were still around 2,000 missing persons under the rubble. Meanwhile, Palestinian health officials say that Israeli strikes on Gaza's southern city of Rafah killed 22 people. The dead include 18 children. This is VOA News. Iran's supreme leader has dismissed any discussion of whether Tehran's unprecedented drone and missile attack on Israel hit anything there. It's a tacit acknowledgement that few projectiles actually made it through to their targets despite launching a massive assault. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei's comments on Sunday before senior military leaders did not touch on the apparent Israeli retaliatory strike on Friday on the central city of Isfahan. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports on Pope Francis praying for peace in the world's hot spots.
Pope Francis has renewed his calls for peace in the Middle East and in Ukraine. Speaking to a gathered audience in St. Peter's Square in Vatican City, Francis said he was following the situation in the Middle East with concern and sorrow. He added, I renew my appeal not to give in to the logic of claiming war. Let us instead prevail in the ways of dialogue and diplomacy that can do so much. The pontiff added his concerns for Ukraine, which is now in its third year of war. He told the audience, let us not forget the martyred Ukraine that suffers so much from the war. I'm Karen Chamas.
Haiti's capital is under gang attacks ahead of government transitions. VOA's Joe Ramsey with details.
Armed gangs launched fresh attacks on parts of Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince, ahead of the installation of a transitional council set to usher in a new government. Local media said on Sunday, reporting arson and heavy gunfire in the city center. The Lower Delmas area is turning into a, quote, battlefield between police and armed gangs, Radio Telegalaxy said on X, saying loud blasts were heard as far as the neighborhood city hall, as well as automatic gunfire near the National Palace. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Two top climate monitoring organizations have been reporting that Europe is the fastest warming continent and its temperatures are rising at roughly twice the global average. The UN's World Meteorological Organization said the European Union's climate agency are also warning of the consequences for human health, glacier melt, and economic activity. They say the continent has the opportunity to develop targeted strategies to speed up the transition to renewable resources like wind, solar, and hydroelectric power in response to the effects of climate change. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.